This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now, podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other programs while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone, remember, without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway. Who's on first? States line up to battle each other to go to the head of the line in the 2012 primary season. Where would you rather be in January, Iowa or Florida? On this Thursday, September 29th, 2011, a no-brainer takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee. From Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. We're going to take a look at the crowd of states wanting to be first in the primary season. Florida's ambitions cause concerns in other key states. Also, Red Sox and Braves go home, and some baseball fans go to the dark place. And a disturbing plot foiled in Boston, terrorism averted or encouraged to get an arrest. We begin with the headlines. A day after deciding not to challenge a circuit court ruling in Atlanta and slow the cases down, the Justice Department has now formally asked the Supreme Court to hear a case concerning the constitutionality of last year's health care overhaul. That makes it all but certain the court will soon agree to hear one or more of the cases involving challenges to the law, with arguments in the spring and a decision as early as June. The three federal courts of appeal have issued decisions on the law so far. They've all reached different decisions. One upheld it, one struck down part of it, and a third said that legal issues barred an immediate ruling. A federal judge upheld Alabama's far-reaching immigration law that had been challenged by the federal government, including portions that had been blocked in other states. The law requires state and local law enforcement officials to try to verify a person's immigration status during routine traffic stops or arrests. Alabama's Republican Governor Robert Bentley agreed with the decision.
This law was never designed to hurt fellow human beings. As a physician, I would never ask a sick person if he or she was legal or illegal. But as governor of this state, it is my sworn duty to uphold our laws, and that's what I intend to do.
A similar provision in Arizona had been blocked by the courts as well. The Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency announced the arrest of almost 3,000 immigrants with criminal records. Officials called the seven-day sweep, announced yesterday, called Operation Crosscheck, the largest enforcement and removal operation in its history. More than 1,600 of those arrested had been convicted of a felony. Federal officials say a Massachusetts man has been arrested after undercover agents delivered what he believed were weapons and explosives. The man is accused of plotting to attack the Pentagon and the U.S. Capitol with remote-controlled planes armed with explosives. We'll get more details on the case and the strategy by law enforcement to catch suspects in this way in a half hour. Bahrain's special security court sentenced a protester to death for killing a policeman this morning. The court also gave doctors and nurses who had treated injured protesters during the country's uprising earlier this year lengthy prison sentences. Here in the U.S., federal health officials say the number of illnesses and deaths from a cantaloupe listeria outbreak will probably grow in coming weeks. Because it can take 4 weeks or more for a person to fall ill after eating food contaminated with listeria. That's the incubation rate. As many as 16 people have died from possible listeria illnesses traced to cantaloupes from a grower in Colorado. The U.S. Department of Energy has issued more than $1 billion in loan guarantees to two solar energy production plants. And it was a frenzied finish to the baseball season. The Boston Red Sox completed an historic collapse, losing in Baltimore last night and missing the playoffs by a single game. Boston held a 9-game lead over Tampa Bay at the beginning of the month, but finished 7-20. The Rays beat the Yankees yesterday to go into the playoffs. The Red Sox became the first team to miss the postseason after holding that large of an edge entering September. In the National League, it was the Braves that choked. The Cardinals overtook Atlanta last night to take the last playoff spot. More baseball and the Red Sox collapse. Superfan joins us in 15 minutes. Asian and European markets are mixed. Futures are up. The Dow starts at 11,010. The S&P opens at 1,151. And the NASDAQ at 2,220. Coming up this morning, we'll tell you some more details of the alleged terror plot foiled yesterday by investigators in Boston. Not much is known, but the strategy is actually well known, and we'll talk about that. We'll also hear the story of the youngest person executed under the death penalty. He was 14 years old. And how there may be new evidence in this U.S. case that exonerates him. Those are coming up this hour. But first, the Sunshine State might be casting its cloud on the presidential campaign. Florida is thinking of moving up its primary once again, and that might upend where the candidates are campaigning and when. We'll talk about the nomination process, what the parties think, and how Florida could change the rest of the country. Florida messing things up again. That's in a few minutes.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.